It was another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. It was a small gain, 16 points. Still, when the Dow sets records, as it's been doing this week, it's front page news across the country. But to people who follow Wall Street, the Dow is an imperfect gauge of market activity. And some say this week's record could be a sign of trouble for the economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When the Dow broke through the record it set in January 2000 this week, it seemed like good times were back on Wall Street. But the investor optimism is belied by some troubling facts. The economy has slowed and the housing market is hurting. Lakshman Ashathan is managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
In our view, looking at the good leading indicators, it is too soon to call or expect a revival in growth. And that is exactly what the Dow is doing.
Some analysts say this paradox of rising stock prices and uncertain growth prospects may have something to do with the Dow itself. The surge in the Dow has not been matched by the other major stock indexes. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index and the NASDAQ Composite Index are up since the summer, but at a slower pace than the Dow. And the NASDAQ Index is still at less than half the level it reached in 2000. Sam Stovall is Chief Investment Strategist at Standard & Poor's.
The S&P at a 10% rate of growth would probably take about 2 years to reach a new high, whereas with a NASDAQ, it would take more than 8 years to go on to set a new high.
The differences among these indexes are due in part to the way they're designed. Each index reflects the value of a particular basket of stocks. The stocks in the NASDAQ and S&P are weighted by size, which means the price swings of bigger companies affect them much more than smaller ones. In contrast, the Dow counts every stock equally. Many people on Wall Street say this makes the Dow less reliable as a market barometer. Tim Grisky is Chief Investment Officer at Solaris Asset Management.
The Dow, everybody looks to because it's the oldest index. It's the one everybody remembers from childhood. But it's really not used by institutions at all to measure performance because of how it's constructed.
There's also another big difference among the indexes. The S&P and NASDAQ are based on hundreds of stocks of varying sizes. The Dow consists of just 30 blue-chip stocks like Procter & Gamble and Microsoft. Tim Grisky says these are just the kinds of safe stocks that investors tend to favor when they're worried about the economy. So the fact that the Dow keeps hitting records may not be a sign of strength. Grisky says he himself doesn't share this concern, and he is optimistic about the stock market.
It does say that we have had quite a recovery in stock prices, and the doom and gloom that we saw in 2000, 2001, 2002 is over, and that the market is back on solid footing.
As this week's record closings suggest, many investors agree. Still, the Dow has missed the mark before. The Dow rallied 20% during the first third of 2001, just as the U.S. economy was slipping into a recession. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.